I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, March 19, 2024. Asian markets subdued on Tuesday as Japan, the last bastion of negative rates regime, hiked rates for the first time in 17 years, while the Reserve Bank of Australia kept rates steady at 12-year highs. Up next, the Federal Reserve. For the day, the TOPIX index closed at its highest level since 1990.
We would look at yen as a funding currency because of a negative interest rates. So there would likely be a shift there. We would look at other markets with regards of, you know, cheap cost of funds. We may see 100 basis points cut as well by the BSP. So we may see the BSP matching the Fed in that manner. So the first cut may happen as early as June. So just a month probably after the Fed. And the main reason here is we expect a sustained move of inflation towards BSP's target of 2 to 4%. Mm-hmm. So our view is that for the year we will end at 3.5%, significantly lower versus 2023 average inflation of 6%. Interest rate differential between US rates and peso rate is currently 100 basis points. Mm-hmm. Fed funds rate is at 5.5. BSP's key rate is at 6.5. Given that our view is that both the BSP and the Fed will cut rates by 100 basis points, we expect the differential to be maintained.
Here at home, the PSE index finished flat, off by just 5 points.
Really, the index has been a tale of two cities, almost. On the one hand, you have your banks, you know, names like BDO, BPI, Metro Bank, ICTSI, I mean, all these different stocks, new all-time highs. It's making all-time highs based on the index. And you have another half of the index sort of still floundering, still underperforming. These are particularly names like the telcos, the names in the real estate sector. So really, this is a stock picker's market. If you were a passive investor just following the index, you would be underperforming, given that about half the stocks in the index are now making new all-time highs.
In corporate stories, Bloomberry Resorts and its subsidiaries Surest Properties and Bloomberry Resorts and Hotels have reached an agreement for a universal settlement of their dispute with Global Gaming Asset Management, or GGAM. This stems from a 2013 case when Enrique Lazon terminated a management contract with a U.S. company for the Solaire Resort and Casino in Manila's Entertainment City, citing failure to deliver on its promises. GGAM claims the termination was unfair and has been seeking compensation ever since. The settlement with GGAM today requires Surest Properties to buy the 921 million Bloomberry shares held by GGAM for a total purchase price of $300 million, translating to about 18 pesos 32 centavos per share. Meanwhile, ASEANA developer DM1 Cislao & Associates more than tripled its full-year 2023 net income to 7.3 billion pesos, citing robust leasing, stable residential growth, and boosted by one-time gains. DMW booked one-time gains amounting to 5.6 billion pesos from the consolidation of a joint venture entity disclosed back in December. Excluding extraordinary items, its core net income stood at 1.7 billion, up 10%. Leasing revenues consisting of rentals from land, building, and other revenues including KUSA and parking fees jumped 19% to 2.6 billion. The growth was also propelled by strong take-up across its portfolio and the successful launch of Parkal in September 2023. Meanwhile, gaming company DigiPlus Interactive saw its 2023 full-year profit surge almost six-fold to 4.1 billion pesos, driven by the sustained growth of its digital retail segment, boosted by the introduction of new platforms and cost efficiencies. Its flagship bingo platform, Bingo Plus, and sportsbook Arena Plus saw higher user traffic. In 2023, DigiPlus launched new products including Color Game, which mirrors traditional Filipino carnival games, Bingo Plus Poker, and Tong Its Plus. Still in earnings, Del Monte Pacific reported a net loss of $29 million in the third quarter of its fiscal year 2024 as sales slipped on the back of lower USA, Philippines, and exports of packaged pineapples from Manila that offset a 17% growth in fresh exports. This brings 9-month net loss to $51 million, a reversal from the $29 million in profit reported in the same period the previous year. The company also citing higher operating costs and interest expenses, dragging the bottom line. While San Miguel affiliate Bank of Commerce posts record high net income of 2.8 billion pesos for the full year of 2023, up 56%, thanks to growth in its core lending business. Net interest income was up by 1.6 billion or 24% year-on-year. Growth was registered across all lending segments. In other news, Repower Energy Development Corporation announces that the Department of Energy has awarded it 500 megawatts of wind energy service contracts, all valid for 25 years, located in the province of Quezon, within the area where it operates 3 hydropower plants. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.